I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. First came word last week that a conservative columnist, Armstrong Williams, was paid by the Federal Department of Education to promote the Bush administration's No Child Left Behind program. Then another revelation. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean's presidential campaign was paying two prominent liberal internet bloggers. So, is this another scandal for journalism? Are bloggers journalists? Here's Slate political columnist Chris Sullentrop.
This story came to the mainstream media's attention on Friday when the Wall Street Journal wrote, quote, Howard Dean's presidential campaign hired two internet political bloggers as consultants so that they would say positive things about the former governor's campaign in their online journals, according to a former high-profile Dean aide. The high-profile aide referred to in the journal is Zephyr Teachout, once head of internet outreach for Dean. Teachout discussed the matter in her own blog earlier last week. Teachout named two prominent bloggers in particular, Jerome Armstrong of MyDD.com and Marcos Mulitzes Zuniga of DailyCos.com, who is known as Cos online. On Dean's campaign, Teachout wrote, we paid Marcos and Jerome Armstrong as consultants, largely in order to ensure that they said positive things about Dean. Teachout went on to say that while the two bloggers ended up providing useful advice, the initial reason for our outreach was explicitly to buy their airtime, although she says the bloggers did not know that. Armstrong and Cos have complained vociferously on their blogs about Teachout's post and about the journal's story, and they have a point. Armstrong quit blogging for the half year that he was on the Dean payroll, and Cos posted a somewhat grumpy disclosure on his site's front page during the same period. If the two men were journalists, those disclosures would be woefully insufficient. And more worrisome is that Cos has admitted to having other political candidate clients during the past election that he didn't name. But Armstrong and Cos aren't journalists, nor does having a blog make someone a journalist. So we don't need to hold bloggers to journalistic standards, but we also don't have to trust what paid bloggers write. Political campaigns and consultants are becoming increasingly skillful at manipulating the mainstream press by planting stories in the blogosphere. Despite this, the mainstream press remains credulous about blogging. During South Dakota's U.S. Senate race between Tom Daschle and John Thune, the Thune campaign put two local political bloggers on its payroll. One got $27,000, the other $8,000. Their anti-Daschle reports trickled up into South Dakota newspapers. The lesson for a campaign is obvious. Got a story you can't convince a mainstream reporter to run? Leak it anonymously to a blog on your payroll. Then get a local reporter to write a story on the controversial, gossipy local political blog. Soon everyone in town will be talking about the story you leaked to the blog. And voila! Eventually a mainstream news organization will run a story on the rumor that everyone is talking about. Or they'll do a What People Are Buzzing About on the Internet piece. And no one will know that the blog post was a paid placement until after the election.
Opinion from Chris Sullentrop. He writes the Ballot Box column for our partners at Slate Magazine Online.